It's time for the Las Vegas Sports Line. Brought to you by CG Technology Sportsbook.
Money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
Be in the know where all the tickets stack up. Let's go behind the counter.
All right, fine. You want to make a bet?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 5. Go.
4.
No, 3. Good try, then.
With CG Technology Sportsbook's Dave Sherapin.
And we welcome you to the Thursday edition of the Las Vegas Sports Line. I'm Dave Kokin, and it's a delight to be with you guys. Jim Feist is here. Later on in the show, Chuck Esposito from Sunset Station Stations Casinos will join us. Right now, Dave Sherapin from CG Sportsbooks is on the line because it's Behind the Counter Thursday. Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good. Looking forward to an action-packed weekend with NFL, college football, college basketball, NBA, NHL, and yeah, I probably left something out. It's busy, let's put it that way. A lot of fun right now, no question about that. I mean, you know, it's better from a betting standpoint, I think, than a bookmaking standpoint. You guys want lots of options out there, obviously, but it's also a ton of work on your end.
Yeah, you could have left out the college basketball part, at least right now, because that's the hardest part for us, just with everything going on and the action, you know, coming in. I mean, there's some big games this weekend, but the NFL card is actually pretty good as far as games and everything, and you throw in the whole mix of a full slate of college basketball, especially midweek. It's a lot of, you're juggling a lot of balls, per se.
Yeah, but, and I don't know if you noticed this, Jim, but the first couple of days of college basketball, the steam on the regular board games got absolutely killed, absolutely crushed.
Yes.
Now, it did well on the smaller, on the extra board games.
Right.
Where I think it's basically all sharp money and that's it. But the sharp money and the ensuing free-for-all with players thinking, well, we got to follow the sharp money, those games basically all lost.
Yeah, it's been real bad for those people.
Yep.
Fortunately for me, I haven't followed any of that.
No, I don't care about that stuff.
I didn't jump in that strongly. I got some off-board stuff and bet some totals. I'm not a big winner in the first 2 days, but I certainly didn't lose much.
Before we get to the behind-the-counter stuff with Dave Sherapin, this is a really good offer. If you go to jimfeist.com right now, and bear in mind, Jim's hitting about 66% for the year in the NFL, which is not too shabby. Go to jimfeist.com/radio for a phenomenal offer.
Yeah, Dave, it's real good. It's we're going to give 3 days away for $3, three small grocery dollars for 3 days. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's everything in football, basketball, hockey, whatever we got for 3 days. You got it all for $3.
Doesn't get easier.
It's a
than
promo
that.
That we're doing for the radio show. And so, you know, go to the website, jimfeist.com/radio.
There you go. All right, let's get started. We got a football game tonight. And a couple hours ago, Dave, you texted me and let me know that there was a pretty good-sized money line bet on the Raiders.
Hmm. Yeah, there was. It was 30 dimes on the Raiders money line. And we moved the line back down because initially, when we opened this, Raiders -2.5 was the look-ahead line. It's been sharp play up to today. They took 2.5. They took 1.5. They laid 1 and got all the way up to 2. We got that bet on the Raiders money line, went back down to like -125. And in between me texting you and me talking to you, we have since taken another limit play, which is 20. It was 30 dimes on the Chargers money line at -125. And then just a second ago, I don't know if you see it on the screen, a limit play came in at +2 on the Raiders. So we're back to -1, -115. Another example of we're the only one in town right now.
It sounds like it's a real good game for the house already, because this is, we're just getting just loads of action both ways.
Yeah, for a Thursday night game. And again, they have been mostly mismatches, and this has been awesome. This has been just one of those games that has drawn two-way action, even just with the small bets. But we're seeing a ton of like big action back and forth, opposing factions on both sides. And right now, I can't even tell you. I think our need would be maybe the Chargers to win by one would be the ideal result. So a 24-23 final would be right in the wheelhouse.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun game, Jim. And it's funny how things work out. A few weeks ago, this looks like it's a divisional rivalry, but that's about it. But now it's actually a pretty big game for both teams.
Well, it's an important game. There's no question. You got a 4-5 team against 4-4 team. I never expected Oakland to be this strong this year and win that many games, but I have to hats off to Gruden for putting this offense together. They are able to score points. Carr is playing well. He's hitting the outs and running the ball well. They got a runner that came out of nowhere. Yeah. He's absolutely dynamite.
The tight end has been great.
Yep. And the Chargers, a lot of people thought the Chargers or the Chiefs were going to win this division, but the Chargers started off real bad. But now they're getting healthy.
Yep.
And they have a dynamic defense. They can get after the quarterback. And if Rivers gets it together on the offensive side, this is a very dangerous team going forward. We're going to see a lot tonight, whether that can happen or not.
I think it's going to be a fun game. We've also got a couple college games tonight. Anything happening with those two games, Dave?
Completely being overshadowed by everything else between the NFL, the load management, NBA, even the hockey games. I mean, the Knights are playing.
Yep.
It's just completely overshadowing everything with the college football. It's been minimal action. Temple, South Florida hasn't piqued anybody's interest.
And by the way, we'll mention the Golden Knights quickly. We'll talk more about them with Chuck Esposito later. But we have Subban and Nets for Vegas tonight. And as soon as that was announced, an immediate bump in both the side and the total.
Yeah, that goalie information is huge.
Yep.
And when it comes, you see a play usually right away. And with the Knights, the drop-off right now from Fleury to Subban is pretty big, and bettors are immediately on that to bet against him. So, yep, you see that right away.
All right, let's head to Sunday and go behind the counter on a good NFL schedule. And I think this is a good game to start things off. Kansas City and Tennessee matching up. What's happening in terms of what you're going to do with it? Do you have a number up right now? When do you anticipate putting up a number? And what do you think will happen with the market?
So what we kind of do here, between, Tony and all the boys and us, we like to put ahead the look-ahead line. So with this one, we put this one up last week in anticipation of him playing but not positive. We hung 3.5, which they grabbed right away.
Yep.
And now we're up to the current number of 5, which is actually a bit low as far as the market goes, kind of being cautious because we already got the Tennessee bets. We'll wait and see. Once you get confirmation, I expect it to probably be 6, 6.5 like you're seeing now. If not, it's going to go right back down to 3, 3.5.
Yeah, Jim, what do you do with this? Because we don't know if he's playing right now. I mean, I think there's a good chance he will. But even if he doesn't, Matt Moore has acquitted himself very well in the two games he's played for the Chiefs.
Quite honestly, they've made too big of an adjustment from, of course, nobody expected Moore to play that well. I've always liked Mac Moore, but he's not a Mahomes.
Oh, of course not.
But very few people are. But the adjustment was monstrous when Mahomes got hurt and they made the original adjustment. Then you saw them play well against Green Bay and last week against Minnesota. So there's no real fall off to me, maybe a point, if that. But, I mean, the guy can hit they got a lot of talent. When you surround an average quarterback with exceptional talent like they have, you can make that average quarterback look pretty damn good, and that's what's happening.
And sometimes you can have what people think is exceptional talent and not be any good, and that brings us to the Buffalo-Cleveland game. There's the Browns. I'm not saying I'm going to bet Buffalo here, but I sure don't want Cleveland. Look, the Bills are probably a little bit of a 6-2 fraud, but they're a decent football team. The Browns, the problems just continue now. Jim, you mentioned that Odell Beckham is apparently... I think we could see this coming. He wants out.
Well, I wouldn't blame him. This is a dysfunctional organization for the last 50 or 60 years. And, I mean, not months, not years, but 50, half a century, for God's sake.
Ever since Jim Brown left.
It's unbelievable. And I think, I'll just say it, until they get a new owner, Jim Haslam gets out of the business, you're not going to make good decisions. They draft Manziel a couple of years ago because I don't know, some guy in the street told him to do it. Now they let the quarterback, who's a second-year quarterback,
it looks terrible.
Choose who your head coach is going to be in Freddie Kitchens. Well, Kitchens got to go back in the kitchen. And, you know, Buffalo is a better coach team. Their offense is very marginal. They're not very good. Cleveland has all the weapons. But you got Mayfield, who has too much to say. He's the one good thing I'll say about Mayfield. He's smart enough to know he may not like make it in this league, and he's got to make as much money as he can doing commercials, and he's doing a lot of them.
He is
so hats
that.
Off for him for that.
The Browns, however, Dave, the betting market still likes the Browns.
I don't even know how I can follow that. That was one of the best rants. You got to just get Jim's special for $3 just for that rant alone.
Really?
Thank
God's
you.
Sake.
That was one of your best of all time.
Thank you, Dave.
the Bills and Browns, this line, we opened at 2.5. It's bounced from 2.5 to 3 to 2.5 to 3 three times, and now we're sitting at 3 minus 105. We got action on both sides of this game. There's people that believe that the Browns are going to finally win a game, that the Bills are a fraud, maybe at 6-2, like you said. But there's also a lot of people, and I mean a lot, parlay tickets. This thing's running 4-1 Bills.
Oh.
So the general public is all over the Bills and thinks everything that Jim just said about the Cleveland Browns. I mean, the talk this week about Baker has been him shaving before the game, after the game, and during the game. He started the game with a full beard when he went into the locker room. He played the game with a Fu Manchu mustache and ended the game with a porn stash from the 70s. So I don't know what's going to happen. The way I see it is we're probably going to need the Browns come kickoff on Sunday.
Well, you need the Tampa Bay Bucks. They're back home. They're favored over the Arizona Cardinals. There are still some people, including myself, who are really pissed off at Bruce Arians for not going for two at the end toward the end of regulation last week. I thought that was an inexcusably bad decision. Anyway, they lost the game eventually, and the Cardinals, you know, they're not a real good football team, but they play 60 minutes, and they're getting better. What's the market seeing with this one?
Tampa's been a pretty popular choice the last few weeks, and rightly so, for the sharp guys. And then last week the public piled on. Everybody got a bad number late with the +4. The Tampa was the right side of that game for, 58 minutes of it, and even the overtime. I mean, but they're supposed to lose by 3, even miss the field goal at the end. Whatever happens. But we opened this at -5, not knowing where to go with the look-ahead line. We took a respected play on the Cardinals at the 5, went down to 4, and got a limit play on the Buccaneers -4 to get us back to the 5. Right now, this is our biggest decision.
Wow.
The game's kicked off right now.
Wow.
And we would need the Arizona Cardinals.
That's a little bit surprising.
I think you might have the right side with the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, they come to play every week. Mm-hmm. Murray's looking very good. He can really throw an accurate ball.
Yep.
He seems to be coachable. He runs the ball well. I mean, it looks like a mini Jackson, for Lamar Jackson. But this is an interesting team. This Cardinal team doesn't have a lot of talent. Their offensive line stinks, et cetera, et cetera. But Tampa Bay coming home and a favorite in this spot, I just don't think Tampa Bay should be too much of a favorite.
Here we go.
I like the Cardinals.
The big rivalry game of the week. That's the only way to make this one sound. There's nothing else you can say. This is the
nobody cares rivalry game of the week?
You know, I guess they'll care in the Big Apple, maybe. Giants and Jets. they've got 3 wins between them. I mean, this is about as bad as it gets.
They always talk about, like, the joke in New Jersey is the swamps and things smell bad and everything else. This is the dumpster fire of the week. This is a complete dumpster fire bowl. And somebody's got to be favored. It's a home team. It's a home game for both. So, we got the Giants -2.5. It's hard to believe that they're 2.5 over anybody, but then it's the Jets. So I can tell you this. We have not taking any bets on the Jets up to this point as far as straight bets. It's all Giants. 90% of the tickets just overall on this game are on the Giants. We're going to need the Jets. Surprise, surprise. Last week was the first time in weeks that we didn't need the Jets. We needed the Dolphins and got there. So why not flip it back and say, not a surprise, we need the Jets come Sunday.
Behind the Counter Thursday with Dave Sharpen from CG Sportsbooks. Jim Feist is here. I'm Dave Koken. Atlanta and New Orleans, we got a gigantic number in this one. The latest on Matt Ryan, he was back to practice but limited. He's going to be limited if he plays on Sunday. Schaub actually looked pretty good in relief of him a couple of weeks ago. The Saints, there's no argument here. They look like a Super Bowl team right now, Dave.
They really do. The number, I guess, is kind of reflecting that he's going to play, that Ryan's going to play.
Right.
Schaub looked good, I guess, in, you know, a 24-0 lead the Seahawks had, and, you know, sat back and let him somehow throw for 400 yards in a game, which he hadn't thrown for in the last 5 years combined. But he did, and they almost covered the spread. Here we're looking at a dead even game as far as tickets. I can't believe it. I went and looked right before we started. And so right now, I mean, we're going to need the Falcons come kickoff. But right now we're actually going running dead even with both teams off a bye.
Jim, I want to turn to you on this next game, because when we look at NFL situational handicapping, this is about as good as it gets. To take a dog, but that's the downside, is it's the Bengals. Baltimore's at Cincinnati. The Ravens are off a huge win in a big game against the Patriots. They're now facing a very bad Cincinnati team on the road. The Bengals have nothing to lose. They're the only winless team in the league right now. This is, I can tell you, years ago, this would be a situation where it's just, give me Cincinnati, and we'll see what happens.
If it wasn't for how strange this season is.
Yeah.
We have the haves and the have-nots, and the parity is totally gone. Remember the days when Roselle wanted parity in the league?
It
doesn't exist anymore. These bad teams are really, really bad.
Right, and so the difference is that the situational dogs, this is 20 years ago. This is
automatic.
I mean, this would be a game of the week type selection.
Absolutely.
And a big bet.
Absolutely.
And I can't feel that way about it now.
You know, I could make an argument that if you play teasers, you'd want to go in there and play a teaser. You could play both sides of this game, a 7.5 teaser, and mix it up with somebody else and feel comfortable. But is a straight bet?
I don't know.
You know, coming off of beating the Patriots like they did, which was absolutely a remarkable game, it was remarkable in the way that they handled the Patriots. It's not that they just won it or won it by 17 or whatever it was, but they handled them. And they're capable of doing that anytime they go on the field against an inferior club, for sure. But are they going to bounce back? I mean, you know, Harbaugh's a good coach. I like him.
Still such a flat spot, though.
Hmm?
It's still such a flat spot for them.
It's a terrible flat spot. Yeah. I'm not going to play it.
No.
If I, you know, like I said, if I'm going to play this game, I'm going to figure out teasers on it.
Dave, what's the market doing?
I think you got to be over 40. To even know that situational play exists and to actually play the Bengals.
I qualify for that.
Yeah, so do I.
We all three of us do, but you're exactly right. We opened this 9.5 in anticipation of, you know, Ravens money coming. We got a Ravens play at 9.5. We got to 10, and the only play we've taken is from a pretty sharp player at the 10. The Ravens are the second most selected team in all the parlays. We're going to need the Ravens we're going to need the Bengals come Sunday. But again, we've needed the Bengals every single week that they've played in the NFL this season. So there's no surprise there. But you're absolutely right. This is a play of years past. You take a home dog plus double digits,
divisional home dog,
going against the team. Yeah, and it's a divisional game. It's a no brainer if you're going to play this game. But, you know, the side. The right math-wise is the Bengals.
2 weeks ago, a lot of us, including me, were on the Carolina Panthers as they went to San Francisco. They were a very popular, sharp dog that week and just got absolutely killed by the 49ers. And they go home, get a very good win last week. They were impressive in their victory against Tennessee. Are they back in the trendy dog role this week as they go to Green Bay, Dave?
Scary but true. That is exactly what's happening. We opened at 5.5. Took it right away, made a lot of sense, got us down to 4.5 where we started to get the Packer money. We took the limit play at 4.5, and now it's been nothing but Packer money up you know, up the ladder of five, okay, or back to 5.5. You can see where this number is going. I think we're probably, if that money's going to come late, there is some trepidation because of that. That one left a mark. I mean, when you take a dog that's trendy and you lose by 40, it's hard to forget that. And what you got to remember when you do this every week, you got to forget those things.
Yep.
But yes, it's becoming again that same sort of situation.
Well, Green Bay stubbing their toe the way they did last week, with the Chargers, you know, a lot of people think, well, Aaron Rodgers, he's not going to play a bad game two weeks in a row. They're
going to
bounce back. They got a bye week coming up, so they're going to not go to the bye week with a bad taste in their mouth. So there's a lot of factors if you look at the emotional side of it. Number-wise, Carolina is going to run the ball. McCaffrey is absolutely out of his mind playing this year. He could end up the MVP, but usually you don't give it to a non-quarterback, but it could happen. But he's playing tremendous. Now, they got the young quarterback who doesn't match up with an Aaron Rodgers
not really,
the other side of the field. but you know, these are the things you think about when you're trying to play this game. Now, I took over 6 with this game. I got a nice number on it. It may get back there. Who knows?
Detroit and Chicago matching up. Good rivalry battle. Mm. The Bears season appears to be over. The Lions just keep on doing Lions things. They're right in every game, but they just they only win about half of them.
Matt Stafford's having a great year.
He is. He's playing really well. Their offense is very good. Boy, the Bears. I know there's been some money showing on the Bears this week. It's not mine, Dave.
It's really nobody's here with us. This is the lowest volume game.
Isn't that something?
Of all the games. Yeah, there's been minimal play. There's been no line movement. We opened 2.5. We're sitting 2.5. The big play on this game was the total under. It opened 43. We're down to 41.5. So there's got to be a look ahead, you know, possible weather issue with this game. But at 3-5 and 3-4-1, this one's really looks like it's going to decide some season win plays more than anything going forward.
Yeah, I'd like to say one thing about this. This is a perfect example of two head coaches going and doing something totally right and totally wrong. You take the head coach for Baltimore. It took a running quarterback that doesn't throw the ball all that well and built an offense around what he does well.
Just the opposite in Chicago.
Absolutely. Nagy has decided, I'm going to turn this kid into a drop-back pocket passer, and he's not capable of doing it.
Yep.
And so you have one coach trying to fit in with the talent he has and the other coach trying to change.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's a great assessment, and I absolutely agree. The Dolphins are on the road against the Colts. The Dolphins have a win under their belts. The Colts, you know, they're no longer in first place in the division. Almost pulled it out last week in Pittsburgh. Vinatieri missed a kick. I thought Hoyer did a good job in relief.
He really did.
Of Brissett. But, and look, the Colts can afford to. I know Brissett's back at practice, but he's limited. And I got to tell you, if I'm the Colts, I'm not letting him see the field on Sunday. They don't need him to beat the Dolphins. What's going on with the number?
Well, there's been a lot of hesitation on that. I think news, you know, and you're right, Hoyer did do a good job, but we opened this 11 in anticipation of as what we've done pretty much the last few weeks. The Dolphins have covered 4 in a row, and we take the Dolphin money early in the week. We got the sharp play at plus 11. We're down to 10.5, and now we have more tickets on the Colts, and the money is just about, it's still not there yet as far as being even, but we're getting more money now on the Colts at 10.5.
News out of Pittsburgh, James Conner will miss the game again this week. They got by without him last week, and I thought the Steelers did a great job fighting in that game and getting a win that gets them back to, you know, in the race. But the Rams come in rested, so I'm guessing Rams money here.
So far, the only real play that we got was on the Steelers plus 4. That was the only limit play we've taken. And since then, it's been all Rams. We're at 3.5. The parlay tickets are running 4-1 on the Rams. So you're right. It's been nothing, you know, no significant, you know, big wagers, but quantity-wise, way more on the Rams than on the Steelers here.
So with this being a later game, not the late game, but a later game on Sunday, I would guess this is a game that's going to get a lot of action at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, probably on the Rams.
Yeah, you're right. That's what we're kind of looking at too. The way the schedule is set up this week, there's only three late games. The Panthers and Packers is going to be a monster. The Rams and the Steelers is going to be a monster. And the Dolphins and Colts won't even make the third screen. We'll probably have a basketball game on that one.
And then we got this is a good game on Sunday night. Vikings and Dallas. I think this is going to be one. Look, just my view, and I think this is going to be one of those 50-50 betting games where you guys end up with a rare opportunity on Sunday night to kind of sit back and relax. Do you think I'll be right?
So far, I would almost think that you have an eye into our risk room right now, the way you called that one. This one is dead even. I've been doing this show with you now all season. This is the first time I've looked at one of the games, and the ticket count is exactly the same. It's a dead even game, great two-way action. The line is Cowboys 3. It's probably not going to move either way. We're seeing a little money line action both sides. So, yeah, depending on how the parlays play out, we might be able to actually relax going into the Sunday game. If the parlays come a certain way and who knows how, we'll probably need one of the sides for a big number.
You know, it's funny, Jim. The reason I said that was that's kind of the way I look at the game. I think in handicapping it, for me, I don't know if it is for you, but for me, this is kind of a 50-50 game. I just can't come up with any opinion of substance.
It might come down to an injury. Minnesota has won. The one wide receiver is out.
Adam Thielen.
That's a big loss for them. Amari Cooper has been a little bit iffy all week. He's got some injuries. He's not been practicing, and if he would miss the game, that would sort of balance that out quite a bit.
Yeah.
This is a very tough game. I mean, Dak Prescott, you know, is getting a lot of ink now. They have a good team. They're a solid club. They look good against the Giants the other night, although the Giants hung around quite a bit. Minnesota doesn't do well when they step up, and the Cousins gets a lot of bad press in that regard. I would not be surprised if either team wins this game.
No,
I don't think, you know, first of all, I like Zimmer over Garrett is the head coaching issue. And Zimmer has a tremendous record covering spreads over the years. I think these teams are very, very close to each other.
I think it's going to be fun. And then we got Monday night, and this is going to be, you know, finally, ESPN scores a big one on Monday night. This is going to be, I feel certain this will end up being the biggest volume of the game of the week because it's on Monday, and it's a great matchup. And it should be a free-for-all at the betting windows, Dave. Seattle at San Francisco.
Can't wait for this one, actually. This was a great discussion when we did the look-ahead line, and then Seattle kind of, you know, showed a little bit of their true defensive colors against Tampa. We opened at 5 with the Niners, a little low. We got the Niners bet, you know, that we expected. Went up to 6, went even up to 6.5, and then got some Seattle money. I expect this thing to bounce again all over the place. It's probably going to go back up before it goes down. But if the game kicked right now, we would need Seattle. Not a huge decision yet, but come Monday, this is going to be a big decision.
I can't wait, Jim. I mean, this is one I've got circled, not as a bet, but as I got to watch this. This is an NFL game of quality with perhaps the MVP in the league in Russell Wilson against the last of the unbeatens, and they look legit, the 49ers.
They do look legit. I mean, if you look at this game, and forget the quarterbacks. If you have to eliminate that, and you look at this game, you'd have to say San Francisco is much the better team.
I would agree with that.
But
you're paying a big price, too.
Yes.
It's a good-sized number.
But you are talking about a quarterback here that is playing out of his mind. And
that's why you have to go for two, Bruce Arians. You know, I'm serious. Why would you want to go against that guy in overtime?
You're right.
And he did exactly what I thought he would do. He went right down the field and
put it
in the end
zone. I don't know how you stop this guy.
Gee.
I mean, I remember him in college, North Carolina State, Wisconsin. And since he's come to the pros, this guy, to me, money, pound for pound for the money, this is the best quarterback in football.
I don't know that I would trade. I don't think I would. I would not trade any quarterback in the league for him right now.
I agree.
I agree with you.
It's absolutely remarkable.
And I mean, there's some great quarterbacks in this league, but when you factor in the age, give me Wilson. He'd be my first choice right now in the NFL. And the team leadership, everything. That's going to be a fun game. Dave, we will do this again tomorrow to let everybody know what's happening at the CG Sportsbooks around town.
So, a great place to watch all of the games. If you're in town, you're in our books, you can head to any one of the seven locations and grab a seat. Apparently, we put out a little note. There's like 350 seats combined in all of our books. So whatever part of town you're in, on the strip, off the strip, go in, grab a seat. Sign up for the app. The app has been a real benefit to anyone making wagers between in-game wagering, which is available only on the app, and all of the different prices. And, I mean, it's that time of year where you have all the different sports to play.
Yep.
It's all right there in your fingertips, on your device. Load your account and sign up. Make some plays.
And as one who has access to the CG numbers, I can tell you, your numbers are frequently a little bit different from other places in town, not only in the futures, but even on individual games. You're not moving on air at CG, and if you have the app, you can take advantage of that.
Absolutely. That's been a pretty standfast policy. Taking bets, moving numbers, and you will find some, what we call off-market numbers, yep. I guess, sometimes, which, is a key to the business and a key to making winning wagers. You can find, if you find your side at the best number, you just a perfect example, and not to bring up a bad game for you guys, but if you had Tampa plus 6.5, you won that bet, and if you had 6, you pushed, whereas if you waited and got a bad number at 5 or 4, you're wondering why he didn't go for 2 at the end of that game.
There you go. Well, regardless, he should have gone for 2. All right, Dave, we'll do it again tomorrow with the college behind the counter. Have a great Thursday night.
Good stuff, guys. Take it easy.
See you, Dave.
Dave Sharapin. Follow him on Twitter at Sportsbook Consigliere. It's abbreviated, but you'll figure it out, okay? And it's a good, really good follow on Twitter. Jim Feist is here. Before we get to the break, again, a really good offer. And this is from somebody who's having a great year in the NFL and other sports as well, but 66% for the year in the NFL. At jimfeist.com/radio, 3 full days, the whole weekend, and it's not just the NFL. You get the college football, college basketball, NBA,
hockey,
NFL, NHL. Whatever Jim's playing, you're going to get all 3 days for $3.
I think that's a great deal. I don't know why anybody would not take advantage of that. Of course, some people are out there winning quite a bit, so maybe they would.
Win some more.
or maybe confuse them.
If I'm in 66% in the NFL, I want your plays, let's put it that way. Let's take a break. Chuck Esposito will join us. We'll talk a little Golden Knights in the big college football game, the biggest game of the year so far this weekend. We'll talk with Chuck about that next.
The Las Vegas Sports Line.
Hello, friends. This is Thomas Johnson from Joe's Seafood Prime Steak and Stone Crab. Need a great idea for lunch or dinner? Your best bet is Joe's, one of the most popular dining destinations on the Strip. Joe's provides the ideal setting for private parties with accommodations for up to 150 guests. Stop by to see us at the Forum Shops at Caesars and ask for Thomas Johnson, your maitre d'.
Well, this is an interesting one. Since 1980, now we're talking about college football teams on a 3-game losing streak, versus a team that's on a 3-game winning streak. And the team on the losing streak is favored by 4.5 or more. Now, common sense would say, well, you want the red-hot underdog. But that's not been the case. Michigan State this weekend is on 3 straight losses. They're playing Illinois, which is on 3 straight wins. Michigan State is more on a 4.5-point favorite. In this situation, the favorite has gone 19-2 straight up and 15-6 against the spread.
Oh my.
Yeah. So wow. The market adjustments in the line maybe get some value on the favorite that's not playing well. So for those of you looking at the Illinois-Michigan State game this weekend, a good trend from Ralph Michaels that says Michigan State. We usually have Chuck Esposito with us on Mondays, but Chuck was jammed up this past Monday. He's taking a few minutes out of his busy schedule to join us today from Sunset Station Casinos. Hi, Chuck. What's doing?
I'm happy to be out with you guys. All good. Just, got the Knights dropping the puck at 4. We've got a pro football game tonight. College hoops going on. So a lot of good stuff.
So let me talk about the Knights game for a moment, because, look, from a betting standpoint, we saw an immediate reaction this morning when news came out that Malcolm Subban would be in goal rather than Marc-Andre Fleury, and it impacted both the side and total betting for this game.
Yeah, it definitely has. I think when you look at the two goalies, and I mean, Fleury, with the amount of wins that he has this year, leads the league in wins. You're playing against a good team here. You're on the road, and that does impact it. I think in that sport, you're always going to see some fluctuations in lines and totals when you have a goalie change, and that's clearly the case here as well. So, the Knights have been scuffling a little bit, yep. Although they were able to win in Columbus a couple of nights ago. They let a couple games at home get away from them. Haven't had the same home ice advantage of late, but they do come off a win, and they are a little bit of an underdog here tonight, as we've seen some early action come in on the Leafs.
Yeah, and the Golden Knights, even though like, tremendous local following and also a local betting following, obviously, but the betting market locally is not crazy about Malcolm Subban, and they're showing it again today.
Yeah, you've seen that happen. I think you look at Toronto, they're 5-2-3 at home. They're one of the upper echelon teams in the Eastern Conference. You can make a case that they're a legitimate, cup contender. And when you're going up against a different goalie and not going up against Fleury, again, who's got, more wins, I think, right now than any goaltender in the league, that is definitely going to impact the line.
Let's talk about these two monster college football games this weekend. We've got a good college schedule. Battle of Eight Nose, Penn State and Minnesota. And I know the Golden Gophers haven't played anybody. They've been playing a bunch of backup quarterbacks, in fact. But, boy, if you want to talk about a coach who's going to be able to sell the no-respect angle to his team, it's here. What's happening with the betting here?
I think he's already selling that a little bit. I think they're relishing the role that they're in and no respect. I'm starting to see a little bit of action on the Nittany Lions here. I think anything below a touchdown, I think there is some value on Penn State. I know they still have a huge game looming in the next couple of weeks. But, because of who Minnesota has beaten this year or lack of who they've beaten and played, and, I think you look at Penn State and defensively how stout they are, that it's not going to surprise me to see this game start to tick up by the time they kick off early on Saturday morning.
And then the big one, the main event, LSU and Alabama. It looks like Tua is, I guess he's going to play. I don't know anybody who thinks he's going to be 100%. And the betting market doesn't think he's going to be 100% because, and actually we're seeing offshore even more dramatic, but there looks like there's some money on LSU showing up.
Yeah, when we initially put this game up and we put, a couple of key matchups up, guys, several weeks ago, and it was, quite a bit higher than this. It was a point or point and a half higher than this. And you saw early action on Alabama. And then, of course, with the Tua injury, it kind of changed everything.
Yep.
It's hovering right around below a key number right now. You're seeing more LSU money. Although, again, I think it looks pretty juicy, when you see Alabama less than a touchdown. Mm. It still is Alabama. This is kind of the game that Saban kind of relishes, I think, with his team, that although they're the favorite, they're almost looked at as somewhat of an underdog because of being a little bit banged up in the status of Tua. But first time, I think, since 2011 that one plays two during the regular season. LSU beat Bama in that game 9-5. This 9-6, excuse me. This is a great game, though. I think having those two games and having the Iowa-Wisconsin game that afternoon,
yeah,
as well, we've got some marquee matchups this week in college football, which is always great, I think, for the other side of the counter and, of course, for the sports books as a whole, the atmosphere and our side as well, guys.
And a pretty good Thursday night game as well, because it's a rivalry battle, and both teams on the upswing right now. The Chargers have, as Jim mentioned earlier, they've gotten healthier. They're right back in the playoff race now with that win against the Packers last week. And the Raiders may be doing it with mirrors, Chuck. John Gruden's getting the most out of this team, though, and they're not a pushover at this point. And the atmosphere tonight in Oakland should be sensational.
No, I agree. I think you could make a case, guys, that who's the biggest surprise in the league. And although they're only 4-4, I think it would be the Raiders. They're 3-1 at home. This is back-to-back home games for them. They're on primetime TV. They play their, one of their rivals in the Chargers tonight. The Chargers are 4-5, but, that win against Green Bay and that winning back-to-back games has really helped them a lot. I know we talked 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I thought at that time they were the third-best team in the AFC. I don't think that's the case any longer. But, a win here tonight gets them back to .500. Buffalo, who's, kind of the number one wild card team right now, is an underdog on the road. So they could make it interesting as far as the wild card race goes. And I think offensively, when you look at guys like, you know, Keenan Allen and Hunter Henry, and having Gordon back, who's playing better with Eichler in the backfield as well, I think offensively the Chargers have a little bit of an advantage. But the Raiders have been playing really good, and you can make a serious case that Jacobs is the offensive rookie MVP right now in the league.
You know, Jim, what's interesting here is before the season started, I had kind of made up my mind that if Oakland was having a bad season late in the year, once we got past the halfway mark, I just blind bet against them in every home game because they're lame ducks, basically. The team's going to be out of there at the end of the season. But everything's changed because of how well they're playing, and the home field advantage is still intact for the Raiders.
Well, it is, and, you know, they were gone for like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they were all over the world, and they did pretty well. This is really a surprise by them. Gruden's done a great job. The biggest problem I see with this game, and Chuck, you mentioned some of the offensive players for the Chargers and how they put that together now the last couple weeks. And they have a lot of talent on that side of the ball. They also have a lot of talent on the other side of the ball.
Oh,
and that's
with one of the Boses.
Yeah, you know, they got two guys on that can really put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. And when you look at the Raiders' defense, it's actually pretty pathetic. And last week, with a better offensive play call, the Lions could have beat them at home. So I'm really thinking the Raiders might be in trouble here.
Well, I think you look at this game, guys, and you're right. Ingram and Bosa make up a dynamic duo on defense. They might get Derwin James back by week 13, which will help that defense immensely. And I think when you look at the Raiders, they are 4-4. They've been a big surprise. But I believe there's only two teams in the National Football League that have a 500 record or better that have a negative point differential.
Yeah.
And I think they might be the only team that has a negative point differential with a winning record. And, you know, I think that speaks volumes for what you said, that there are some problems on the back end there. And, you know, this is the kind of game that Rivers will look to exploit. And I think that's why you've seen early action in this game on the Chargers. Now, if the Raiders won the game tonight, would that surprise me? No.
No.
I think you can make a case for both these two teams and happy to root for whoever we need. But I think the other side of the counter right now is kind of agreeing with what you said, is that the Chargers are a little bit better offensively than the Raiders are defensively, and that's the difference right now.
Boy, there's going to be all kinds of good stuff on the big screens at Sunset Station tonight, because the Golden Knights will be on, the football game will be on. If you want to watch the college games, they'll be available as well somewhere. But I think that the two main events are going to be the Raiders game and the Golden Knights.
Yeah, I would say those are the two marquee games right now early, because you'd have the Knights dropping the puck at around 4:05 our time leading into the football game. But it's you know, as I said earlier, guys, when you've got pro basketball, pro football, hockey going on, college hoops, it's great. I mean, there's a lot of fun stuff going on for the other side of the counter, and, you know, especially if they have the STN mobile app with all the different sports and different start times. You're able to play anywhere from the Valley just with, you know, at the palm of your fingers, you've got a sports book. So you're earning points. There's a lot of cool benefits. So if you haven't got signed up, you know, get signed up for STN Mobile. Right now, I think you can make a case. This is arguably the busiest time of the year with all the different sports going on at the same time.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, it sure is.
I can't argue that. Chuck, I believe we will be ready to go on Monday with Monday Afternoon Quarterback. It is a holiday, but are you working?
Oh, yeah, I'm working, guys, for sure on Mondays. It's football season. It's fun to be huddling at Red Rock with the guys and going through all the numbers and making all the adjustments, but I will definitely be in on Monday and look forward to chatting with you as well.
If you're working, we're working, so we'll be here Monday. Talk to you then, Chuck.
All right, guys, have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Quick break. We'll come back and get our marquee matchup.
For more angles and information, follow Ralph Michaels at CalSportsLV on Twitter.
What's hot today? It's time for the Wager Talk marquee matchup of the night. WagerTalk.com. Start winning now.
Oh, we got a good trend from Ralph Michaels earlier in the show. I would thought that was a fascinating angle involving teams on three losses against teams on three wins, and how well the favorites off three losses have done in that situation. It applies to Michigan State this weekend. Ralph Michaels with us right now to talk about tonight's marquee matchup. Where are we going with this one, Ralph?
Dave, you know, I'm honored to be on the show today. You, Jim Feist, Dave Sherapan, Chuck Esposito. My God, it's an all-star lineup.
It's not bad.
you know, I'm looking almost at a situation similar to Michigan State. Michigan State you know, is off losses to Ohio State, Penn State, Wisconsin. Well, Temple has been talked about. Why is their defense allowing 650 yards per game the last two or three games? Well, it's because they played the number 2, the number 8, and the number 20 offenses in the NCAA.
That'll do it.
USF has the number 105 offense. You have a week off to rest after those embarrassing performances. And on the flip side, you look at USF and you could say they're 3-1, but what did they do? They beat UConn on the road. They beat BYU, who was playing a true freshman quarterback, making his first road start, and having to do it in the heat and humidity on the road. And then they beat East Carolina. I think the eye test clearly favors Temple, and I think this line is over-adjusted because what have you done lately?
There you go. That makes some sense. How about making some sense about what's available at wagertalk.com? A great array of handicappers. A lot of them are really hot right now. Some good opportunities to pick up some great plays.
You know, there is. There's some guys on fire. I'm just going to mention Carm's hockey tonight. Carm's gone 18-3 his last 21 NHL plays. He's got a 5% play today. So just keep checking on at Wager Talk. And for anyone that has any ideas if they might want some sort of trend or angle run, reach out to me to Twitter. Ask me to run the trend during my downtime. I'm happy to do that. And perhaps it may end up being a Joe's angle of the day.
In fact, I saw some tweets today. Somebody wanted to know, I know you tweeted about teams off their first loss following 6 wins in college football, but you also had something of teams off 2 losses following 6 wins.
You know, a bubble burst, really. You have a ranked team with 6 or more wins, and then they're off their second loss of the season, like Florida. So this team is at least 6-1 going into their last game. They were ranked, potentially thinking they can get to a New Year's Day bowl. Then they lose their second game, so you truly have bubble burst. Those teams in the situation like Florida are 8-20-2 against the spread, only 28.6% on, or fading them, a 61.4% play against.
If you want more good information like that, check out Ralph Michaels on his Twitter page, at CalSportsLV, and don't forget to check him out along with all the other outstanding analysts at wagertalk.com. Thanks, Ralph. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
It's some good stuff.
Yeah, he has. He really has
and
good
I,
stuff.
And I like it when there's an angle like that that does tie into some logical rationale.
That does. You know, and I know he runs through a program or whatever it is to get these answers, and it's absolutely amazing.
But it if you could, look, when I look at trends, if it's something that doesn't make any sense to
then
me,
I just dismiss it.
It's something that's probably going to correct itself, and it's more of a fluke than anything else. But when you can tie in a logical rationale and some long-term results, that's not bad.
Perfect example would be is if you're talking about a 15-year trend where the coaches have changed, the players have changed, the rules have changed, it doesn't make sense to even consider that. But what he just said is really about emotions. So if you get a team that's 6-1 and loses, I mean, yes, it makes a ton of sense.
It does. And I'm not saying to automatically go out and bet against Florida this weekend.
I'm going to.
They are playing Vanderbilt, and Vanderbilt is atrocious.
True.
But it would certainly keep me from playing on Florida. And if you can save losers, you don't have to win every bet. Save losers, and you're going to do fine.
That's exactly right.
Once again, you want to get some winners. Jim's having a great year in the NFL and the other sports as well, but 66% for the season of the NFL is truly outstanding. And this weekend, it's a 3-day weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. All your plays, not just the NFL, but college football, the other sports, basketball, hockey. 3 full days for a total of $3.
That's right. 3 small grocery dollars. Just go to jimfeist.com/radio. It'll be right there on the front page.
That's really easy. All right, I have only one bet as of now tonight, so I guess I will tell you about it now as we go to the Lions' physical therapy play of the day.
It's the LPT play of the day. Tonight's best bet from Lions Physical Therapy, your 5-star rated specialists.
You know, I mentioned several times that Lions Physical Therapy, if you check out the reviews, nobody in their field has better reviews. It's as simple as that. And yesterday I saw this on Twitter. One of their patients, who's recovered nicely from his injuries, had a glowing testimonial for them. You can follow Lions Physical Therapy on Twitter at LionsPTLV, and that's the website as well, LionsPTLV.com. Good people. John Lyons has a great staff at both of his locations. They'll make you feel better. Check them out, Lions Physical Therapy. So the game I played right now, and I'm not saying I won't add something, but I did play this one earlier than normal for a hockey game. Montreal Canadiens at Philadelphia tonight. Canadiens on Tuesday night in an amazing game against the Bruins, which they won 5-4. They actually could flatten out a little bit off that game. The Flyers got a very good win on Tuesday against Carolina 4-1 with Carter Hart in goal. And Carter Hart has struggled this year. The fact that he had a really good game, I think, is a buy sign. Price is right here. It's only about $1.15 or in that range. I'm going to go with the Philadelphia Flyers, home favorites tonight against the Montreal Canadiens. The Flyers, the LPT play of the day. Thanks to Dave Sherapin from CG Sportsbooks, Chuck Esposito, Sunset Station, Station Casinos, Ralph Michaels from Wager Talk. Jim Feist, always a pleasure, sir.
Great to be here, Dave. Thanks for having me.
And I'm Dave Koken. For Jared Justice, our producer, have a great Thursday night.